Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we're doing a deep dive into something you might not normally think about when we talk about free markets.
Oh.
Security.
Interesting.
Yeah, but stick with us because it's a super interesting idea and it goes all the way back to 1849.
Wow, that's a while ago.
It is. It's this Belgian economist named Gustave de Molinari.
I've heard of him.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, he wrote this essay called The Production of Security, and it's really going to make us rethink how we protect ourselves and our property.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and maybe even how we think about security here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena.
Ooh, very cool.
So what's really interesting about Molinari is he was like this radical thinker for his time.
Really?
Yeah, he was basically saying that security shouldn't be treated any differently than any other product or service in a free market.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so like imagine instead of just having the government provide security,
right.
What if you could choose your security provider the same way you choose your phone company or your internet provider?
Okay, now that's a new one for me.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But how could that even work? Wouldn't it just be like total chaos with just all these private security companies just like running around fighting each other?
That's a natural question.
Yeah.
And Molinari actually addressed that concern head on in his essay.
He did.
Yeah, he says that a free market for security would actually lead to more peace.
More peace.
And stability, not less.
Okay.
Because you see competition.
Yeah.
Would incentivize security providers to be efficient, innovative.
Yeah.
And most importantly, peaceful.
Okay.
They wouldn't want to risk losing customers by resorting to like violence.
Right.
Or aggressive tactics.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So instead of like one big security provider, like we think of the government.
Right.
You'd have like a bunch of different ones competing for customers.
Precisely. And just like with any other service, competition would drive down prices.
Makes sense.
And improve quality.
Yeah.
Security providers would have to constantly find ways to offer better protection, better customer service,
right,
and more specialized services to attract and retain customers.
So you could like potentially have security companies specializing in like different types of protection.
Absolutely.
Like maybe one focuses on cybersecurity. Another one focuses on like neighborhood patrols.
Yeah.
And then another one's like for your personal security.
You got it.
Interesting.
Molinari even cites Adam Smith.
Oh, really?
Who observed that people naturally gravitate towards courts that are known for their speed and fairness.
Hmm.
So think about it. Wouldn't you prefer a security provider that resolves disputes peacefully and efficiently rather than one that's known for being heavy-handed?
Yeah.
Or corrupt?
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about like the government's role in all this?
But
wouldn't we still need some kind of overarching authority to make sure that things don't, you know, completely go off the rails?
Well, Molinari didn't advocate for complete anarchy.
Okay.
He believed in a limited government.
Okay.
One that focuses on protecting individual rights.
Okay.
And upholding contracts.
Gotcha.
In his view, the government's role would be more like that of a referee, ensuring fair play in this market for security.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get the picture.
Good.
But Molinari's ideas seem pretty radical.
They were.
Especially for his time.
Yeah.
Did people even take him seriously back then?
His ideas were definitely controversial.
I bet.
And they continue to be debated to this day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But you know what's important is that Molinari challenges us to think differently about how security is provided.
Yeah.
And to consider alternatives to the traditional model of just a government monopoly.
This is really giving me a lot to think about.
Good.
So let me just make sure I'm getting this right. Molinari is saying that security could actually be provided more efficiently and effectively.
Right.
Through a free market with competition leading to better service.
Yeah.
Lower prices and even more peace.
That's the gist of his argument.
Wow.
And remember, he wasn't just talking about like any type of security.
Right.
He was talking about protection from all threats, including violence, theft, and fraud.
Right.
He believed that this free market approach would empower individuals and communities to take control of their own safety and well-being.
It's certainly a really thought-provoking concept.
It is.
And I'm really curious to hear more about how this system would actually work in practice.
Me too.
Like, what would prevent powerful security providers from just taking over and forming their own new monopolies?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it goes to the heart of some of the criticisms that people have of Molinari's model.
Okay.
He argues that monopolies are unlikely to arise in a truly free market.
Uh-huh.
because consumers would always have the power to choose alternative providers. But I think let's explore those criticisms and potential solutions in more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, sounds good. So we're talking about this free market for security.
Right.
But I'm still kind of hung up on this whole monopoly thing.
Yeah.
It just seems like if you have, you know, all these different security providers out there,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't the strongest ones eventually just try to, like, take over?
Yeah.
And just create a new kind of monopoly?
That's a really common concern, and it's valid.
Yeah.
But Molinari thought that, like, the free market itself would actually work against monopolies forming insecurity.
Okay. How so?
Well, just think about it for a second.
Okay.
In a free market, consumers have choices.
Right.
So if one security provider starts to get too big, too powerful,
well,
or if they just start, like, behaving badly,
yeah,
customers can just go to a competitor.
Right.
And that constant threat of losing business would be a strong incentive for security providers to stay in line.
Gotcha.
And to not abuse their power.
So it's kind of like the invisible hand.
Yeah.
But, like, applied to security.
Exactly.
Competition keeps everybody honest.
You got it. And remember,
yeah,
Molinari argued that consumers would be super careful about security.
Right.
They wouldn't just choose the cheapest option.
Right.
They would want the best protection.
Makes sense.
The best fairness. And they would want someone who really respects their rights.
That makes sense. But what about people who, like, can't even afford any security at all?
Right.
Or they just be left out?
That is, like, a super important question. And Molinari knew that a free market for security could leave some people behind.
Yeah.
But he had a couple of solutions for that.
Okay.
First, he thought that charities would probably pop up to provide security to people in need.
Makes sense.
He also imagined, like, a system of agreements.
Okay.
Where communities would, like, pool their resources to make sure that all the members are safe.
So it's like a mix of charity and the community working together.
Exactly.
To help people who are falling through the cracks.
Yes.
But wouldn't that just make, like, a patchwork system where some areas are way better protected than others?
Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
But Molinari also saw a role for the government here.
He did.
Yeah, he thought that the government should be a last resort to make sure that there's some basic level of protection for everyone.
Gotcha.
No matter if they can pay or not.
So not totally hands-off.
No.
More like a safety net.
Exactly.
To catch people who would fall through the cracks.
Yes. And it's worth noting that even in the systems we have now, there are differences in how good security is, depending on where you live and how much money you make.
Yeah.
Molinari thought that his model... with all the choices and competition, might actually lead to security resources being spread out more fairly.
Okay, I see his point.
Yeah.
But this all sounds very, like, theoretical to me.
Hmm.
How would this work in real life? Like, what about the courts?
Uh-huh.
If everybody has all these different security providers.
Yeah, right.
And they have different rules.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a total legal nightmare?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Oh, boy.
And where Molinari's ideas might sound the craziest.
Okay.
He imagined a system of competing legal systems.
Okay.
With each security provider maybe even using their own laws and procedures.
Wait, so you're telling me that we'd have competing legal systems?
Mm-hmm.
How could that possibly work?
Well,
wouldn't that be anarchy?
Molinari thought that competition in law would actually make things more efficient.
Really?
And fairer.
Okay.
People would choose legal systems based on how fair they are,
okay,
how efficient they are,
yeah,
and how much they respect individual rights.
Okay.
He argued that just like with anything else, the best systems would rise to the top.
So instead of one set of laws for everyone, you'd have like a marketplace of legal systems, each one trying to get people to sign up.
That's right.
That's a pretty wild idea.
It is.
It is.
And it's one of the most controversial parts of his theory.
Yeah.
But let's look a little closer at how he thought this could actually work.
All right. So we're back. And we're still trying to unpack this whole idea of a free market for security.
Right.
And if competing security companies weren't wild enough.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about competing legal systems.
Buckle up.
I'm still trying to get my head around this one.
Yeah. It's a pretty mind-bending concept.
It is.
But when you really think about it, we already kind of see bits and pieces of competition in law. Like when businesses use private arbitration instead of going to court.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Arbitration can be a lot faster and cheaper than going through like a whole lawsuit.
It can.
But how would this even work? If we're talking like a much bigger scale,
Right.
With like totally different legal systems for everything.
Uh-huh.
From like contracts to even like criminal stuff.
Well, Molinari imagined a system where people and communities would sign up for legal systems that fit their values.
Okay.
So some systems might be all about quick and efficient justice, while others might be more about like rehabilitation or restorative justice.
Okay.
The point is that you get to choose the system that works best for you.
So instead of having like one set of laws that everyone has to follow,
exactly,
we'd have a bunch of different options all competing with each other.
Yeah, just like any other service.
Okay.
Competition would make things better, or legal systems would have to try to be more efficient,
right,
more just,
yeah,
and really listen to what people want.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what happens if people who've signed up for different systems have like a dispute?
Right.
That seems like it could get really messy.
Yeah. Molinari knew that would be a challenge.
Okay.
And his solution was private arbitration.
Okay.
He thought people from different systems could agree to have an impartial third party.
Okay.
Settle their disagreements.
Yeah.
Someone who both systems trust.
Okay.
These arbitrators would be experts in the law.
Right.
And they'd have a reputation for being fair.
So it's like picking a referee that everybody thinks is fair.
Yeah, exactly. And this would actually make legal systems try to come up with laws that are clear and consistent.
Oh, okay.
Because they'd know their people could end up in front of an arbitrator from a completely different system.
Wow. That's a really interesting idea.
It is.
It makes me think that competition can really make things better.
Yeah.
Even in stuff like law and security.
Molinari was saying something pretty radical.
Okay.
Competition isn't just about lower prices.
Right.
It's about pushing everyone to be better.
Yeah.
More innovative and really pay attention to the people they're serving.
Yeah.
He thought that should apply to even the most important stuff like security and justice.
I gotta say, this whole idea of a free market for security has really made me think.
Good.
It's challenged a lot of my ideas about how things work.
That's what happens when you explore ideas that are outside the box.
It is.
Even if we don't totally agree with Molinari in the end.
Right.
Just thinking about his arguments makes us think harder about the systems we have now.
Yeah.
And maybe consider different ways of solving problems.
You know, it's interesting to think if any of Molinari's ideas,
yeah,
even the ones that seem like they'd never happen,
right,
could work here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena. Maybe it's not about changing everything completely.
Right.
But just finding ways to encourage competition and new ideas, even in security and community services.
Totally. The point isn't to do exactly what Molinari said.
Right.
But to use his ideas to think about how we can improve our communities.
Yeah.
And give people more power.
Well, this has been a really thought-provoking deep dive.
It has.
We've gone through some pretty radical ideas.
Yeah.
About free markets and security.
Yeah.
And I hope we've given you a lot to think about.
Me too.
And remember, if you find value in our show, you can support us at thinkandactlocally.com/dinner. The link is in the show notes.
And if you want to learn more about Gustave de Molinari and his ideas,
yeah,
you should check out his essay, The Production of Security.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a fascinating read, even though it was written over 175 years ago.
That's crazy.
It is.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back next time with more unconventional ideas.
Yes.
And how they could change our world.
Looking forward to it.
Until then, keep thinking.
Keep questioning.
And keep acting locally.